My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Let's head out now to the BetQL guest hotline. Say good morning to Nikki Jabvala, Commanders reporter for the Washington Post. And training camp coverage on 106.7 The Fan is presented by Paul Henry's Window Installation, paulhenryswindows.com, your clear home improvement choice. Nikki, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Nikki, it was nice to meet you on Monday out at the Commanders Media Happy Hour. It was very nice.
And yeah, likewise.
What did you think of...
put a face with a voice.
Yeah, same with you. What did you think of DQ and AP? I think they're really down-to-earth dudes.
Yeah, they seem fairly normal given their position, and that is rare in the NFL. they seem pretty low-key, easy to talk to, normal guys, but also very detailed. They don't share a whole lot, which, you know, I get. That's probably better for the franchise, less so for us in media. I like what they've done so far.
And yeah. Nikki, from that initial press conference a couple days ago, they're really into each other. There's like a burgeoning bromance between. There's so much DQ and AP back and forth. Like, it's good to see that synergy. It's not like they're at odds with each other. They clearly look like they're in harmony.
Yes, which I think is important, and I think was missing quite a bit over the last few years, and various aspects, be it the coaching staff or otherwise. And you've heard players talk about it. They feel like there's one message and not 20 different messages from, you know, the front office to, you know, the head coach to positional coaches. So it's important. I mean, I think anytime you listen to Terry, like, I want like one of those bells that you ring whenever he mentions something that you're like, oh, I know what he's talking about.
Like that?
Yes, exactly. Because every single answer now, I'm like, oh, there's it's like subtle. I don't think it's intentional EB shade. He's not that kind of guy, but he'll tell you straight up the things that are missing. If you listen closely, he goes through all of it every time he gets up at the podium. And yesterday, sure enough, he mentioned how there's like one message from the whole coaching staff. And last year, that was a big problem. They would get messaging from positional coaches, head coach on up, and it would be different and it'd be pretty confusing, especially on game days.
Nikki, everybody, you know, that has a first-round quarterback, they're going to, you know, you're only going to get glowing reports early on, and that's what we're getting from Jaden, to be expected. But you've been here the last couple of years. We've had different guys. Now, it's not fair. It's one day of training camp, just tossing a few balls. But, like, do you notice a difference physically or anything are you seeing from the last few guys we've had here? Like, I actually do remember when Wentz was here, some of you guys were like, he's kind of not looking great and, like, you know, no defensive drills here. You know, like, he's missing, like, open guys. There were some red flags. But, you know, we heard good things about I think Fitz, some of the reports weren't great about Fitz, actually, to be honest.
Right.
What are you seeing so far? Anything jumping out at you?
Yeah, I mean, he's far and away the better quarterback. Far and away. I mean, that's why if I didn't, this notion of any quarterback competition, I mean, one, it's silly. They invested $38 million into the second-round pick. I mean, he was the starting quarterback before he was even drafted here. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's inevitable. But that aside, draft status aside, contract aside, he's just far and away the better quarterback out there.
You can tell.
And yes, it's not against the full defense. They don't put pads on until Monday, but he has no problem hitting Brian Robinson in stride on an, you know, deep ball in the corner of the end zone. The others, there are multiple passes where they're wide a couple feet. They overthrow receivers. It is what it is. I mean, he's just the better quarterback. And like I do notice a difference from others in the past. Mm-hmm. It is still early though. And I also struggle with the hyperbole this time of year where, you know, not a single pass has, you know, hit the ground. That's not accurate either. Like, that's ridiculous. But he is the better quarterback and he does look good.
So, Nick, yeah, I'm watching that video right now that you referenced. It's on your Twitter of Jaden Daniels dropping the ball to Brian Robinson. I'm not going to get ahead of myself, like you said, because, look, there's no pass rush. You know, there's nobody covering Brian Robinson. But kind of a bigger overarching thing is Brian Robinson going to be more involved in the passing game? Because a lot of people think, well, they went out and got Austin Eckler. He's going to handle almost all of the receiving chops out of the backfield. But I think it's always been undersold, like, how good Robinson is with his hands, catching passes. Like, is that something that Kingsbury is going to lean into? Or are they still going to major in Eckler doing that, and it's just going to be a little portion of Robinson's game?
I think we could see definitely more of Brian Robinson in the passing game. Will it be as much as Austin Eckler? Probably not. But I agree with you. I think Brian Robinson has been underutilized in general, especially in the past game. And like you said, he is more than capable of catching. I mean, he looks natural out there. That play in particular, I just happened to be standing at the pylon so I could see how accurate that ball was, and it literally just fell right into his hands. So it was a good route too. They don't show that part on the video, obviously, but you know, I think we could see more of that from him. We should see more of that from him.
I've been kind of down on Robinson. I just think he's so far demonstrated that he's capable. I don't see anything special. What am I missing?
I don't know that he's been fully given a chance to show all that he can. Mm-hmm. I mean, that first year, I felt like it took a little bit for him to really feel like himself after the shooting, which was awful. And then the second year, I think the whole offense was out of whack completely. Mm-hmm. So I'm curious to see if he can find his rhythm in Kingsbury's offense and kind of find his role. I think a lot is still uncertain about what Kingsbury's offense will look like, really. I mean, we have a pretty good idea based on his time in Arizona, but you'd like to think he does tailor some things to this personnel. So I don't know. I think this will be a big year for him. I mean, going into year three anyway, but yeah, I'm really curious to see.
What about Eckler? What have you seen with him? I mean, I'm assuming he's going to be back to fully healthy and he might surprise some people.
Him and Ertz. If they can stay healthy, they look really good. I mean, this is the happiest time of year, of course.
Right.
And, you know, everybody seems healthy, which is great for them. You hope it can stay that way. But, you know, if those two can play at the level they are, I think they'll look more like they did, you know, 2-3 years ago. It's just hard to tell now. Until they put on pads, especially for the running backs, it's just so hard to tell what you really have in them. But so far, he looks good.
What? So how long are they on the field? Let's just say today, how long are they on the field? And then do they, I assume they just break for lunch and then do they just go inside and in the classrooms? How they, what's the schedule from start to finish on a normal day?
Yeah, so they're on the field at like 8:45, really start at 9. Yesterday, I want to say they went like an hour and 15 minutes.
Okay.
They're going to ramp up to 2 hours eventually, so each day will probably get a little bit longer. Just in shells and helmets right now. Yeah, they have their practice, you know, go in for a break, meetings much of the afternoon, evening walkthrough. So it's a fairly long day. The media portion is condensed to the morning, though, because we don't get to see walkthrough.
Right.
We're joined by Nikki Giavalla, Commanders reporter for the Washington Post. So how surprised were you that Johnny Newton came off the NFI right before the team took the field for practice, like a matter of an hour, maybe hour and a half before the practice started?
Yeah, I did not see that one coming. I mean, the team has been optimistic, but not like, oh, yeah, there's a chance he could come back tomorrow. Because I specifically asked about it on Tuesday in their in the press conference, and they did say, you know, we expect them to come back sooner rather than later, but we're going to be cautious with it, blah, blah, blah. I don't think they expected the next day. They said he had a physical Tuesday afternoon, like after that presser. So he's clearly been on track, maybe even a little ahead of schedule based on what they've said. But to get him back fully that's huge. That's huge. And they're going to ease him back in. I mean, yesterday was his first practice with the team, period. So they'll ease him back in. He's only doing individual right now.
Right.
When you look at this roster, just sort of globally, how much better is it than last year? I'm a homer, so I always tend to say, I think you can do that. You know, I thought we addressed our offensive line last year when we brought in, you know, Gates and Wiley. Well, that didn't really work out. I always try to look at the positives, but I feel like it is a better roster. Certainly it's better, I think, at the most important position. And I think the coaching is going to be markedly better. So, I mean, I'm definitely think we're trending in the right direction. Where do you stand on it? Just sort of when you just look at it from as a whole.
Yeah, I think on paper they're better. I like that they have more veterans to kind of bring in the leadership aspect of it. That was missing. They didn't have really a voice on that team. They have Terry, who's become more vocal and is obviously a well-respected guy on the team, but they didn't, you know, a young quarterback, they don't really have that, or in the last 4 years, they didn't really have that true voice on the team. I think when you bring in guys like Bobby Wagner and Zach Ertz, that really helps to, you know, set the tone, set the foundation. So I really like that aspect of it. Mm-hmm. I think on paper they do look better talent-wise. I also thought last year the secondary looked a lot better, and they were not. So I've been like second-guessing myself for much of this offseason. Like, yeah, I think they're better on paper, but what if they're not? What if they're just bad again? And it's like, so I'm hesitant to go down that road again. But I do like
what
the
about coaching.
I'm with you on there. Yeah. I feel like they're better equipped to develop players.
Yeah.
They come from a lot of different backgrounds. There are a lot of former head coaches on this roster, which can be good, it can be bad, but it seems like they're really on the same page. So I got to think it's positive.
Nikki, what is the Luke McCaffrey role going to look like? How is that going to develop? Do you think big slot receiver, does he shift to the outside and maybe Dotson plays some in the slot? Yeah. How do you see that working out?
We've already seen him play all over. I mean, again, it's early. They're mixing guys, ones, twos, threes, moving guys all around just to kind of see where they fit. But he's been outside. He's been in the slot. They've used him all over. I mean, I think he'll be the clear number three. I know that might sound crazy at this point, but, you know, it's a third-round draft pick of the new regime. You know, I don't think you can underestimate the McCaffrey name. The whole family is ridiculous.
I agree.
And while he's raw, he only has 2 years of, you know, receiving experience, but he was
they were productive,
pretty highly touted quarterback.
And
he's an athlete, no doubt.
Yeah.
And Nikki, if I'm De'Ami Brown, I'm going to have my head on a swivel. Like for Luke McCaffrey, especially.
I would think,
I feel like he has to have a pretty big camp just to make the roster.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I feel like everybody beyond Terry and Jahan it's wide open. I think McCaffrey slides in as a clear number three, but beyond that, it's wide open in that room.
Another example of my homerism here, Nick, is I'm kind of a Jamin Davis truther. If you put the right staff around him, you give him the right role. Because I just, on paper, the athleticism is, I don't know. We haven't figured out a spot for him. And so I'm kind of like, I feel like it's make or break. Like, I think they're going to give him an opportunity. Yeah. I think they're going to, because they, you know, on paper, I hate, everyone's going to mock me, but you look at him athletically, it's very similar to Micah Parsons' athletic profile. Now, Micah's a freak. He's going to go to the Hall of Fame. Jamin, so far, is basically a bum. But the athleticism is there if they can find a way to use him. So what are you seeing?
No, I agree totally. And that's the biggest reason they drafted him. He's an athletic freak. I mean, he has the speed. He has the power. He doesn't have that. I don't say this disparagingly, but like Micah Parsons is, he is a complete package as a football player. He has the instincts. He can do things that no other player can do. Jamin has all the physical tools. He came in with so little experience at linebacker. He was 1 year of starting experience at Kentucky. He tried to play the mic, which in Del Rio's defense, the mic can be especially complicated, just talking to former players who played it, because he asked them to do quite a bit anyway, but especially in that defense. And I think they talked about moving him outside more, never really did it. This group does seem to be using him outside. They brought in a true Mike and Bobby Wagner. They got a crazy hybrid guy and Frankie Louvu, who can basically play all over the field. So they can make, you know, Jamin Davis more of that pass rush specialist. And I hope they do for his sake. I mean, this is truly a make or break year. Last year of his contract, he's got to prove himself to stay on here or to get anywhere, really.
Yeah. Right. Nikki, we were talking about the defensive line yesterday and just kind of breaking down the guys they added. And I said, you know, based on Johnny Newton being healthy now and if Payne and Allen can play like they did a couple years ago, I think it could be a really good unit. Let's see what the ends do that they brought in, Armstrong and Farrell. But we also talked about Fedarian Mathis. Now, he didn't play at all in 22, and he was a second-round pick, obviously under the previous regime. And this is his third year. He played a little bit last year, but he had a total, I just looked it up, he had a total of 8 tackles. So I don't think Commanders fans really even know what he looks like, you know, because he hasn't been out there. Is he, first of all, is he healthy? And do they think he could be a vital piece in the rotation at tackle with Johnny Newton?
Yeah, there are a few guys back there. He's definitely one of the bigger names just because he was a second-round pick, and he lost his rookie season, played sparingly last year. This is a prove-it season for him. And I think that's the case for a lot of the holdover guys, for a lot of guys in general, but especially the holdover guys who are trying to prove themselves to a new regime. I also look at a guy like John Ridgeway, who I think is a really, really good player and a guy that they got for a steal, and Quinn is familiar with him because they got him from Dallas. I think the depth at D-tackle is good, but it's also interesting because if they play the way they should, it gives them options for next year, and they have an out in John Allen's contract. I mean, he's still John Allen. Do you really want to move on from him? It creates a possibility of getting younger there if that's something they want to look at. But they need to see something from Phil Mathis and really see something from John Ridgeway. I know John Ridgeway lost like 20 pounds coming into this camp, so I think he's taking it fairly seriously.
So there's going to be some battles at that position.
Yes.
I feel like Ridgeway's done more than Mathis, honestly.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. No, Ridgeway's a good player. Like, he's, you know.
Mathis hasn't done anything.
Is he a three-down starter? Maybe not, but he's trying to get on the field more. Third down.
Nikki, is the Washington Post putting up their staff at the swanky Lansdowne Resort like the Commanders are doing for their players and staff?
Shockingly, they are not. quite the change. It's not quite the Residence Inn that they've been at the past, or no hotel at all. New ownership.
It's a nice upgrade.
They're not messing around.
Are they there? Like, is Josh there and Rails and Ein and all those guys? Like, do you expect to see them?
I think they'll come out, like, every now and then. Josh was here yesterday. I didn't see him, but I somebody mentioned he was there. I was looking more on the field. I didn't see Rails here yesterday, but I would imagine they come out, you know, whenever they can. Mark Ein, of course, has his City Open going on at the same time, so we might not see him much for the first week or so. But
that's right.
Yeah, they pop in every now and then.
Okay.
Nikki, thanks for the time. We appreciate it.
Have fun
we know
out
you're
there
super
today.
Super busy this
thanks,
time of year.
Guys.
Thanks so much. Nikki Javala, Commanders reporter for the Washington Post. When we come back, EB talked about it a little bit earlier. He's got a bombshell. He's going to drop on everybody, and we'll do that next here on The Fan.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Just been woefully irresponsible on an open line Thursday. We're just not taking any calls. I don't know what we're doing.
Well,
with
I
our
tried
lives.
To say at the top of the show we should set a record for most calls.
Well,
but
I think
we took a few on PJs.
Yeah.
That's true.
We took a few on PJs.
But we can always take more.
And we had Ron, the guy that's been married 3 times, and now he just slings it wherever he wants.
800-636-1067, the MGM National Harbor listener lines. If you would like to contact us on an open line Thursday.
Right.
It is your right.
And I think you might actually want to chime in on this. So this is my bombshell.
Okay.
I was stunned by this, and I'm getting this courtesy of John Arand. He's the reason why I saw this story. Cakes, Southwest is getting rid of their open seating.
Oh. Really?
Oh, so what they're known for.
That is a bomb. I think that qualifies as bombshell.
That's a bombshell.
That is.
Southwest plans to offer pricier seats with extra leg room and end open seating on its planes. The shifts are the most major in Southwest's more than 5 decades of flying. They're expected to start selling the seats with a new cabin option next year. I'll say this. I welcome it. Not a big Southwest guy. I've flown Southwest, you know, like everybody else. But I don't like the pressure of having to be like the first one to log in to make sure I'm in the A or the B or paying the extra $20 to be in the A so I can get the, you know, make sure I can have room for my freaking carry-on stuff. I hate Southwest. It's laborious. I think it's a love-hate relationship. Some people love them. Right. And they love them for that.
I hate that.
I think Drabby loves them for that. I hate
it. No. So I love them.
I think it's a welcome. I think it's a welcome addition.
I'm a Rapid Rewards, proud Rapid Rewards guy.
Here's the thing. I got their rewards.
I think it just differentiates them. This doesn't make them stand out any longer.
Well, they can still be cheap.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't.
Like,
I
mean, they were kind of known for being a budget airline.
It's not Spirit. It's not Frontier.
It's not Spirit.
I like outworking everyone else for my seat.
You like to out hustle them for your spot.
I love everyone else sleeping on the fact that they have to log in
24 hours
and get there.
All right, so explain this to me.
Yeah, but even then,
so when you log in 24 hours before,
yes. So if I have a 8 a.m. flight tomorrow,
okay, so
I am on my phone at
7:58.
7:58, waiting for the countdown to log in and claim my seat.
So if you do that,
or claim my boarding,
like group. Right 24 hours before,
24
you're still
hours,
probably you're gonna get a better. B. You'll probably get
yes.
B.
Yes. No, no, no. I'm constantly A.
You're always going
to
get
I take
an a
pride
spot.
In A.
Okay.
It's hard to get A.
I would think that the majority of those people would also be doing that.
They are. They are.
Just a bunch of snoozers. There's a bunch of snoozers.
Are you
like
embarrassed
Eric.
If you get a B?
No, my wife handles it. No, my wife handles it for me, but it's a pain in the ass. And then I end up paying the extra money because I can't afford to potentially. I like to have my bags with me.
Sit next to the bathroom. You don't have that.
You're a pain in my ass.
My big thing is I often have two carry-ons. And like one of them's like my big ass camera, and I don't want that in the freaking bowels of the plane. I don't want them to lose it.
Right.
So I gotta, and I hate having to rely on that, and I resent paying extra, which I often do.
Bags fly free.
Two bags that fly free on Southwest.
I know, but you have to pay extra to make sure you have the A seating that guarantee you're gonna have overhead compartment space.
What do you think's gonna happen now? You're going to have to pay for your seat selection.
It's fine.
So then there's no difference. You're paying. You have to pay before you had the option to pay.
Settle down over there. You're angry.
Well, I am angry. Southwest had their market share. They had people very loyal to the airline for the very specific reasons, and they're getting destroyed by greed.
Bunch of Valdezes.
They see everyone else out there charging.
I don't think it's greed. I think it's gas prices. I think these airlines run on. I don't think they run on big margins.
I think they see everyone else charging for seats, and they go, "Oh,
we're missing out.
We're missing out."
Yeah.
Well, yeah, they need to make money, and do you know how much fuel costs are for these planes? Like, it's gone up tremendously.
Well, why don't they just jack up the prices raise the price of the seat?
I think they have.
Yeah. So why do they have to? I don't understand. Why do they have to go away from the open seating? Just jack up the prices a little bit.
No,
it could be $5 a seat.
I don't have to pay extra if I have like a United. I'm a United guy, so I fly. I have the United rewards. I also have Southwest rewards, but I use United. When I do a normal United thing, I know my seat is basically, even though it's not, it's basically guaranteed because I already got it. I know where I'm going to sit. I don't care really when I board. Because I know where I'm going to sit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, you're paying for that. You can fly United Economy and find out when they give you the boarding pass and you get the middle seat.
Sure,
or
honey,
you can pay
you
extra, which you're clearly doing for I don't know, the normal seating.
Drabby, I'm so glad I don't fly a lot. I really am.
Keep it to a minimum.
I'm flying twice this year. I'm flying next week, and I'm going to Nashville, and I'm so glad that's the only two times I'm flying this year.
You know,
I hate flying.
This is awful. Because if you're boarding in Group A or even Group B, all right, and you're walking down the aisle, you have the ability to not sit next to a gross fatty. I can sit next to a silly if I want to.
Yes, you could.
Yeah, and she thinks I'm a gross fatty. But I'm just saying, if I fly United. And a gross fatty is sitting next to me.
You got no option.
I have no option. I have the option to sit next to whoever I want to sit next to.
I know, but it would be stressful.
You can pick your spot.
I can pick skinny donks like Drab and sit next to them and then just bully them for the armrest. I can't do that on United.
Nope. You don't have that option.
Beautiful things about Southwest. Pick your neighbor. You can't do it anymore.
Nope.
I think it's awful.
I see skinny Drab next to me. I can cuck him for that armrest so quick.
Man, you love that armrest. Yeah. You're big into that.
Oh, huge into it. Spread out. Spread my feet out.
When are you flying again?
Me?
Yeah.
Probably not until next year.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you don't have to worry about it for a while.
I don't want to be bullied by Valdez on a flight.
Oh, I see icy cakes. I'll take his pretzels from him so quick.
You're not getting my pretzels. You may get my armrest, but you're not getting my snacks.
Drabby, when are you flying again? You going West Coast?
I'm not sure. I'm just going to keep having kids so I get in the first aboard for the next 10 years.
Keep doing it.
That is a good plan.
And nobody wants to sit next to me when you got a bunch of bratty kids.
Yeah.
I also hate standing at your dumb number.
I hate
you. Oh, I love that.
I'm not a fan of that either. 20
minutes before. It's too,
you know what? Stressful.
No, no, Southwest to me is too stressful.
No. I sit there, and when they sit, I let everyone walk, get in the line, and then I sit there, and then as soon as they start boarding, I walk in front with my big A14.
Right.
And I just walk right past them, and I hold it like a police badge.
Right. You just show it
to
them.
Yeah, I just show it. Yeah. I rub it in their face.
Like, I'm supposed to be here.
I'm supposed to be here.
Right. Mm-hmm. I got on the app earlier than you, Ricky.
Yes.
You know why? Yeah. It's a thinking man's airline. It's not for Bickle. You like you got to be on mind your P's and Q's, and you got to be on
right.
it.
And right. You're, that exactly.
I know you're
exactly
oblivious,
right.
And you just want to stumble into it.
I just want
to know where I'm sitting.
I want to know where I'm sitting, and I want to just have everything just be relaxed. I don't want to be like in a race. Well, it's nice to race people.
And then also to remember 24 hours in advance to check in and log in.
Who cares?
And pick your
I want
seat.
To check in at my convenience.
No, it's not hard.
I don't want to be, I've been driving around. Oh my God, it's 24 hours and 2 minutes. I got to pull over.
You just put a reminder on your phone.
Yeah, yeah.
I know, but it's still stressful.
Yeah, you go, hey, you Siri, just gotta remember.
Hey Siri, set reminder tomorrow at 7:58.
My wife is fairly anal and constantly she's like, oh my God, I got to freaking log in and get the, you know.
Yeah, it's a pain
in the butt. It's a pain in the ass. Trust me, I try to avoid Southwest at all. I get Sice for United. I've had so many free flights with it. I'm with you, Jason.
I just try to minimize my time in the air.
Don't like to
I'm
do it.
I'm the anti-George Clooney. I don't want to be up in the air.
Yeah,
I like terra firma.
I don't love it either, but if you had a kid that was far away, you would fly.
I understand.
You
sure.
would do that.
Yeah.
I am glad that, and I got to thank my buddy Carl, I am flying FC to Monterey.
That's free of charge?
That plus first class.
Well, that's...
So don't have to worry about it.
You got first class for free?
I mean, he's very generous.
That is quite a hook, John.
I don't know what
Look
kind of
guy.
Favors you're giving that.
So that's just... I'm not worried about that flight.
Viagra gummies.
Yeah, right. But Nashville, I mean, I got my seats.
Yeah.
But I'm way back in the back.
Right.
I'm like
it's a quick flight.
Row 29. Yeah, it's what, an hour and 20 minutes?
It's not that bad.
I just don't like going to the airport.
Well, nobody does. No, there's not one person
I think Valdez likes
no,
the airport.
No, actually, I love the airport.
Yeah. See?
I love the airport. Why?
He goes in smiling.
Give me three reasons why you love the airport.
I like sitting around and people watching.
That's one.
I like, an excuse to drink at 9 a.m.
That's two.
I don't know. I don't have a
Auntie Anne's pretzels.
Well, plus you know, if you're at an airport, you're probably going to a nice spot.
Yeah, vacation.
To play golf
right.
or
yeah,
play
right.
beach.
Usually,
I like to sit around and watch people go through the airport.
I dread the airport,
and I like to make up stories in my head about them.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, like they're flying to Albuquerque
right.
because they're on business.
They're going to do a Breaking Bad tour of Albuquerque.
Yeah. Oh, he's going on a golf trip with his boys
sure.
to Monterey.
Mm-hmm.
I like doing that.
Yeah,
I dread the airport, but to avoid dread, I go way early, so I don't have to ever be stressed.
I go early too, but there's all the airport is filled with stressors, parking, TSA, baggage, ticketing.
Well, and the other thing is, I hate the exorbitant prices. I resent it so much, paying $6 for water because you know you can't bring your own, or
right.
you know you got.
They want you to tip. For a $6
yeah,
water?
You know, and I got to have something salty just in case. I got to have something sweet just in case. And I got to have a water just in case.
And yeah,
maybe
I gotta
a little caffeine.
Sure.
And so I spent $47 for, you know, on $9 worth of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Every single time I fly, I got to have it. I can't do it. I can't be in the air without it. And it's just, I resent it.
I'm resenting.
You. You're getting
you
know all airlines.
Your blood pressure is going up as we speak. Just
yeah, because I get so bitter. And then my wife does the same thing. And then my daughter does the same thing. I spent $130. I'm not even on the plane yet. And we got waters and Skittles.
It's
a good unbelievable.
Combo. Yeah, elite
it's
combo.
Unbelievable.
Are they making Skittles gummies now? I think I saw those in the store. I'm gonna have to buy a pack. I'm gonna have to try them.
Yeah.
Not for $8. I'll buy them for $1.50.
Dude, I always get the M&Ms, and then it's like $6 for a slight, basically a normal. I mean, it's crazy how much they charge.
This is a crazy concept. But aside from the liquids, you could actually plan ahead and get all of your snacks before you go to the airport.
I could. That's something
could
I could
do. That.
I could do
if
that
you want
with
to
the
minimize
M&Ms
your costs.
That is something. But
the liquids,
I guess I'm in a box.
They've got
because,
you bent over
because
the
they
liquids.
Got me bent over in the liquid. So yeah. I just think, and then sometimes I might get like a salad,
yeah,
or something. You know what I mean? Or
a $17 Caesar.
Yeah, exactly. Or $27, steak and cheese.
$4 bagel.
Yeah.
That's just the way it is.
You know, because if you're like, I'm like Valdez in the sense, and maybe you, I don't like to sweat it.
No, I like to get there very early.
Yep.
And,
I'm not JP. I'm not showing up 30 minutes before my flight.
Yeah.
It's just not happening.
JP wants to be the last one to board the plane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is a nightmare. Yeah. One of my greatest days of my life, more than my children being born, was when they closed the door on him. And he missed the flight.
I was coming back from L.A.
Because he went to get like a Mars bar.
He went to go get like a Cliff Bar.
Because he'll always go, I got time.
Time.
He had to run to the Hudson News.
It was a greater day than the birth of my firstborn son.
Yeah. I just remember looking like they were like,
you know what he is?
A final
He's
boarding.
A clueless traveler. Yeah. That's
and
what he is.
They
He's
shut
clueless.
The door and JP wasn't in his seat.
I said, well, literally like I won the lottery. I felt like the billionaire guy in LA. I thought I was going to need new underwear.
you know what?
Need a napkin.
JP's not even here and he's somewhat minor ricking me on vacation because he's at Atlantis, this beautiful resort.
Yeah.
He's taking all these family photos. And he's such a minimalist. He's wearing all these Nubs free t-shirts we get on the radio show.
No.
He's wearing like a Longwood a basketball shirt, his Wizards basketball shirt.
Yeah.
He's in a box, He's got all these beautiful family, and he's wearing all these Nubs shirts.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I was praying that his passport issue would be a big one. I was praying.
He got it taken care of.
Yeah. Well, I think everyone here was.
Yeah. Did he have to pay a bunch to get it expedited?
He had to pay a premium.
I don't know what he paid.
I mean, I've been down that road before. It is a nightmare.
He sent some laborious text about the diplomat.
Did he do some diplomat
something?
Thing?
I mean, the thing was longer than a T.S. Eliot poem.
Yes.
I've heard that name. I don't know what he's famous for. I couldn't tell you.
I think I had a book.
Don't know his best work.
High school that I had to read for T.S. Eliot. Do you know what the kids do now? They don't do Cliff's Notes anymore. They do Sparks Notes.
Nope.
Heard of that?
Have never heard of that.
Yeah, I'm sure Mike Marr knows all about the Sparks, right? Hey, you know about that?
Yeah, we used to Spark Notes stuff in college.
Mike Moore.
Yeah. There's no. I don't. Cliff Notes are out.
They're dead.
Dead.
The yellow and black covers. Dead.
Spark
gone.
Spark Notes.
Mm. Okay.
My daughter said, my youngest said she read Shakespeare, and then she read the Spark Notes Shakespeare. She said it was literally the same thing, just way shorter.
Shakespeare stinks, let's be honest.
Yeah.
Way overrated.
Well, no kid wants to read Shakespeare.
The most
There's not
overrated.
A kid in the country that wants to read Shakespeare.
No. From 600 years ago. I'm sure people care.
Right.
All right, when we come back, we will do Big Deal or Little Deal here on The Junk. It's time for the radio segment that is sweeping the country. Big Deal or Little Deal? Drab's brainchild from a few weeks ago. It's becoming a weekly staple here on the show.
Well, we just talked about the Southwest thing.
Yeah,
big deal. Would that be a big
deal
or a little deal?
I think. Qualifies as big deal.
It's just it's a hassle airline. You just got to do a lot too much extra stuff.
It's a little deal to me because, first of all, I don't fly that much.
Right.
And I never fly Southwest.
Right. So little deal to me. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
All right, big deal or little deal?
Big deal to Valdez.
This is a weird story. Weird deal. Subplot. According to reports, Washington Commanders running back Brian Robinson Jr. shared a video of someone appearing to pee through their significant other's hands, shaped like a heart, on social media Wednesday.
What?
The video was quickly deleted. PFD commenter with a funny comment. Quote, relationship goals from Brian Robinson posting someone peeing through their girlfriend's heart hands. Very sad he had to delete the PC spelled P-E-E-S-E-E police got to him from PFT commenter. Big deal or little deal? I think it's a relative little deal. It's been deleted. It's gone. But it's a weird deal.
This is Brian Robinson's Instagram?
Yes. Brian Robinson Jr.
This is a big deal.
Okay.
Just because
this is weird.
I think little deal. But weird.
To put it on Instagram?
People do weird stuff on Instagram all the time.
Conan, he's peeing through.
He's not. It's he's somebody, showing somebody
someone else. Someone else. He hey, he might be into some freaky, her heart freaky hands. Stuff.
The heart hands bit.
Yeah, he so some, he's into that.
So he doesn't stuff. Know the person doing it. It's just some random person.
That, he thought it was know. Funny. Maybe he thought it was funny.
It yeah, he funny. Obviously does, but that
does
part's
that mean
weird.
He's into it? Like Brett, you know, he and his wife and the showers and the big gulps and all that.
Hey, Brian, I'm going to buy a Brian Robinson Jr. jersey. Right. Can you ship it down to Greenville? It's Brett. Sorry, Brett. I apologize for that.
No,
the
fact that someone would do that, I don't think that it's a big deal that Robinson posted it because he's kind of just making fun of it. But the fact that someone would do that
right,
and actually relieve
are
themselves,
you into any-
that's a big deal because they're the dumbest person on the planet.
Are you? But- no.
Right. I am not a no. I'm a no.
A little bit too descriptive.
All right.
Yeah.
So well, to me,
that been, was that dumped?
I'm sorry. Yeah, maybe. Part of it was yes. dumped.
All right.
All right, big deal or little deal, best actor watch, Timothy Chalamet getting early Oscar buzz portraying folk legend Bob Dylan. Big deal or little deal?
I walked and I crawled on six crooked highways. I stepped in the middle of seven sad forests. I've been out in front of a dozen dead oceans.
Now, I can't get this optic out of my head.
I'm not into
Bob Dylan. Have you? I think EB saw the Netflix yes. We yes. Are the World bit.
Yes.
The most jarring thing to me was
what a weirdo he is.
Well, Bob Dylan just he had stage fright. He couldn't sing his part because I guess his creative process is like if he's recording. He's doing it in a room by himself. There's 40 other people. There's Lionel Richie. There's Cyndi Lauper. There's Kenny Rogers.
By the way, they're all getting hammered.
They're all, just getting, throwing them back.
Right.
Like Bob Dylan, he couldn't sing his part until Stevie Wonder mimicked it for him, singing as Bob Dylan.
Right.
He's a weirdo. To me, little deal. Because again, I'm not a big Bob Dylan guy.
Little deal just in the sense that they're doing the movie.
Pretty much, yes.
Yeah. I'm kind of interested in him just because he is a cultural icon.
Yeah.
And I don't get it. He's a mumbler.
Yeah.
And, you know, so I'm kind of interested because it's a curiosity factor.
I'm not that big into folk rock, folk music, and that's Bob Dylan's
Bob
thing.
Bob Dylan's still with us,
what's
correct?
His most famous here, song? Yeah. What's Bob Dylan's most famous song?
Probably.
I don't know the name of it.
Like a Rolling Stone is one of them.
How does that one go?
Times We Are Changing. Is that a
song?
I mean,
Valdez can play them. I can't do a good Bob Dylan.
I mean, I've heard like a Rolling Stone, I guess. But
yeah. I don't have a big file on Bob Dylan. I don't know all the hits.
Yeah.
I know he's widely influential.
You've probably heard a billion of his songs. You just don't know the titles.
I don't get size for him.
No, me either.
Big, ugly, little guy.
Then you. People call, say, beware, doll, you're bound to fall. You thought they were all.
I mean, that's just a terrible song. I'm sorry.
I mean, can you imagine some record executive listening to that and go, that's gold?
Back
and
in the day.
I guess they were
back
right.
Back in the 60s.
Yeah, but you listen to that and you go, wow.
Not my thing.
Because I would listen to that and go, well, that's hot garbage.
Right.
Yeah.
Hit or hurting back in the 60s.
That was definitely hurting.
Somebody thought it was
What's the band that I like way more, the classic rock band, Toto.
You love Toto.
Yeah,
you love
Toto. You're a big fan. Way greater than
agreed.
Bob Dylan.
All right, that story, little deal, because no one cares about Bob.
All right, big deal or little deal, Prince Harry's inheritance payday on his 40th birthday to eclipse Prince William's cut because he's the spare. He's the backup to the throne, so he's going to get hooked with a little bit of extra from the queen mom.
Oh, because you're not going to ever ascend, they just hook you.
Herein lies the rub.
Yeah.
The Queen Mother put 2/3 of her estimated $120 million fortune into a trust fund for her great-grandchildren. Now, here's the wrinkle. She knew that when Prince William, who looks like CK, when he became Prince of Wales, which he did when his father became king, he would inherit whatever the Duchy of Cornwall is, which now is worth over $1 billion. So Prince William gets his hands on that. So the Queen Mum said, All right, Harry, we're going to give you a little extra. $8.5 million.
Wow.
He's going to get an $8.5 million payday when he hits 40 in September. Well, big deal or little deal?
I mean, for him, it's actually a little deal. He's made so much money.
But it's still an extra eight and a half.
It's extra $8.5 million, but it's a drop in the bucket for him.
Here's the quote. Prince Harry is set to receive more money than Prince William because he is the spare.
Yeah.
The Queen Mother knew he would have fewer opportunities and responsibilities. It was a logical and thoughtful decision.
Does Harry look a little bit like Carson Wentz?
I think maybe.
He does look a little bit like Carson.
I mean, you're just saying that because he's a ginger.
No, but in the face, I think they look a little bit like each other.
Mm-hmm.
I think Harry's a better quarterback.
That's the zing of the day. Zing du jour.
And by the way, Harry and his brother William make good golf shoes.
Hold on. Wait a second. I need to figure this out.
You're not going to be able to figure that out.
Wait a second. Harry and his brother make good golf shoes.
William and Harry make
William good, and Harry. Is that a brand name that I'm unaware of?
It is. I'm sorry.
Okay, there you go. Last big deal or little deal. Zits are cool now. Pimple patches are big with Gen Z.
I see
this
people.
This is a Matt Valdez story. It has to be. He loves pimples.
I've seen people walking around with pimple patches.
I didn't know that was a thing.
I had a lot of them when I was 16.
Yeah.
No, I've had a lot of them when I'm 40.
I used the, what is it, the Oxy-10 things or whatever they were.
Yeah,
like just the pad.
The cleansing pads.
Cleansing pads.
Yeah, very good.
All.
Dries your skin out.
It does. It does. But what do I care? I just didn't want the zit.
Apparently, right. Zits are cool now. Little deal.
Hey, we got calls.
I got a hillbilly on the line. Should I go to her? No, we got to come back?
Yeah. It's an open line Thursday, 800-636-1067.
Make sure she doesn't hang up.
We'll hit some of your calls next here on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
It's time for the radio segment that is sweeping the country. Big deal or little deal? Drab's brainchild from a few weeks ago. It's becoming a weekly staple here on the show.
Well, we just talked about the Southwest thing.
Yeah,
would that be a big
deal
or a little deal?
I think qualifies as big deal.
It's just it's a hassle airline. You just got to do a lot too much extra stuff.
It's a little deal to me because first of all, I don't fly that much.
Right.
And I never fly Southwest.
Right.
So little deal for you, little deal.
Yeah. All right, big deal or little deal?
Big deal to Valdez.
This is a weird story. Weird deal. Subplot. According to reports, Washington Commanders running back Brian Robinson Jr. shared a video of someone appearing to pee through their significant other's hands, shaped like a heart, on social media Wednesday.
What?
The video was quickly deleted. PFD commenter with a funny comment. quote, relationship goals from Brian Robinson posting someone peeing through their girlfriend's heart hands. Very sad. He had to delete the PC, spelled P-E-E-S-E-E, police, got to him from PFT commenter. Big deal or little deal? I think it's a relative little deal. It's been deleted. It's gone. But it's a weird deal.
This is Brian Robinson's Instagram?
Yes. Brian Robinson Jr.
This is a big deal.
Okay.
Just because.
This is weird.
I think little deal. But weird.
To put it on Instagram?
People do weird stuff on Instagram all the time.
Hold on. He's peeing through.
He's not. He's showing someone else.
He might be into some freaky stuff.
The heart hands bit.
Yeah, he's into that.
So he doesn't know the person doing it. It's just some random person.
Maybe he thought it was funny.
Obviously does, but that
does
part's
that mean
weird.
He's into it, like Brett. You know, he and his wife and the showers and the big gulps and all that.
Hey, Brian, I'm going to buy a Brian Robinson Jr. jersey. Right. Can you ship it down to Greenville? It's Brett. Sorry, Brett. I apologize for that.
The fact that someone would do that. I don't think that it's a big deal that Robinson posted it because he's kind of just making fun of it. But the fact that someone would do that and actually relieve themselves, that's a big deal because they're the dumbest person on the planet.
No. Right. I am not a no.
I'm a no.
A little bit too descriptive.
All right.
Yeah.
So was
that dumped? I'm
sorry. Yeah, maybe. Part of it was dumped.
All right.
Big deal or little deal, best actor watch, Timothy Chalamet getting early Oscar buzz portraying folk legend Bob Dylan. Big deal or little deal?
I walked and I crawled on 6 crooked highways. I stepped in the middle of 7 sad forests. I've been out in front of a dozen dead oceans.
Now, I can't get this optic out of my head.
I'm not into Bob Dylan.
Have you? I think EB saw the Netflix "We Are the World" bit.
Yes.
The most jarring thing to me was
Weirdo he is.
Well, Bob Dylan he had stage fright. He couldn't sing his part because I guess his creative process is like if he's recording, he's doing it in a room by himself. There's 40 other people. There's Lionel Richie. There's Cyndi Lauper. There's Kenny Rogers.
They're all getting hammered.
They're all, just getting, throwing them back.
Right.
Like Bob Dylan, he couldn't sing his part until Stevie Wonder mimicked it for him, singing as Bob Dylan.
Right.
He's a weirdo. To me, little deal. Because, again, I'm not a big Bob Dylan guy.
Little deal just in the sense that they're doing the movie?
Pretty much, yes.
Yeah. I'm kind of interested in him just because he is a cultural icon.
Yeah.
And I don't get it. He's a mumbler.
Yeah.
And, you know, so I'm kind of interested because it's a curiosity factor.
I'm not that big into folk rock, folk music, and that's Bob Dylan's
thing. Bob Dylan's still with us,
correct? What's Bob Dylan's most famous song?
Probably.
I don't know the name of it.
Like a Rolling Stone is one of them.
How does that one go?
Times We Are Changing. Is that a song?
I mean, Valdez can play them. I can't do a good Bob Dylan.
I mean, I've heard like a Rolling Stone, I guess. But
yeah. I don't have a big file on Bob Dylan. I don't know all the hits.
Yeah.
I know he's widely influential.
You've probably heard a billion of his songs. You just don't know the titles.
I don't get size for him.
No, me either.
Big, ugly, little guy. Then you.
That's just a terrible song. I'm sorry.
I mean, can you imagine some record executive listening to that and go, that's gold?
Back
in the 60s.
Yeah, but you listen to that and you go, wow.
Not my thing.
Because I would listen to that and go, well, that's hot garbage.
Right.
Yeah.
Hit or hurting back in the 60s.
That was definitely hurting.
Somebody thought it was
What's the band that I like way more, the classic rock band? Toto.
You love Toto.
Yeah,
you love
Toto.
You're a big fan.
Way greater than
agreed.
Bob Dylan.
All right, that story, little deal, because no one cares about Bob.
All right, big deal or little deal, Prince Harry's inheritance payday on his 40th birthday to eclipse Prince William's cut because he's the spare. He's the backup to the throne, so he's going to get hooked with a little bit of extra from the queen mom.
Oh, because you're not going to ever ascend, they just hook you.
Herein lies the rub.
Yeah.
The queen mother put two-thirds of her estimated $120 million fortune into a trust fund for her great-grandchildren. Now, here's the wrinkle. She knew that when Prince William, who looks like CK, when he became Prince of Wales, which he did when his father became king, he would inherit whatever the Duchy of Cornwall is, which now is worth over $1 billion. So Prince William gets his hands on that. So the queen mom said, all right, Harry, we're going to give you a little extra. $8.5 million.
Wow.
He's going to get an $8.5 million payday when he hits 40 in September. Well, big deal or little deal?
I mean, for him, it's actually a little deal. He's made so much money.
But it's still an extra eight and a half.
It's extra $8.5 million, but it's a drop in the bucket for him.
Here's the quote. Prince Harry is set to receive more money than Prince William because he is the spare.
Yeah.
The queen mother knew he would have fewer opportunities and responsibilities. It was a logical and thoughtful decision.
Does Harry look a little bit like Carson Wentz?
I think maybe.
He does look a little bit like Carson.
I mean, you're saying that because he's a ginger.
No, but in the face, I think they look a little bit like each other.
Mm-hmm.
I think Harry's a better quarterback.
That's the zing of the day. Zing du jour.
And by the way, Harry and his brother William make good golf shoes.
Hold on. Wait a second. I need to figure this out.
You're not going to be able to figure that out.
Wait a second. Harry and his brother make good golf shoes.
William and Harry make
William good, and Harry. Good. Is that a brand name that I'm unaware of?
It is. I'm sorry.
Okay. There you go. Last big deal or little deal. Zits are cool now. Pimple patches are big with Gen Z.
I see
this
people.
This is a Matt Valdez story. It might have to be. He loves pimples.
I've seen people walking around with pimple patches.
I didn't know that was a thing.
I had a lot of them when I was 16.
Yeah.
No, I've had a lot of them when I'm 40.
I used the, what is it, the Oxy-10 things or whatever they were.
Yeah,
like just the pad.
The cleansing pads.
Cleansing pads.
Yeah, very good.
Dries your skin out.
It does. It does. But what do I care? I just didn't want the zit.
Apparently, right. Zits are cool now. Little deal.
Hey, we got calls.
I got a hillbilly on the line. Should I go to her? No. Would you like to come back?
It's an open line Thursday, 800-636-1067.
Make sure she doesn't hang up.
We'll hit some of your calls next here on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.